You know, if I knew there is a land, there is a place that has, just say, in Texas, using as an example, the land has so much oil, or in other countries, you know, and just, you know, someone comes and tells you that, hey, there is a piece of land, 20 acre, 30 acre, 100 acre, or 1,000 acres, that nobody knows. There is gold underneath, right? Let's just buy that. That's what Jesus said. If you find a treasure, the kingdom of God is just like that. You go sell everything you have to buy that land, okay? Where is that kingdom of God? Where is the highest form of treasure? It's inside you. Because as Abraham Tozer said, we are twice born. Once we were born into our flesh and into sin. Sin means poverty, not the human poverty. Normal poverty, like poverty of poverty, like everything was stolen from us, from Adam. And then we are twice born in Jesus. Everything that there is and there will be, it was planted inside us. And I remember one time the Lord put it in my heart. This is how my heart heard him. Stop trying to be who you already are. Meaning, I put everything inside you. I made you to the person that I wanted you to be. Then the journey for me and you in this earth is not to be, but to discover who we already are in Christ. That discovery, that oil that I said, that gold that I said, it's inside. It's a discovery. It's not the self-righteous thing to do anything or to become a good person. It's a discovery of what is going on inside us and who am I. Not through my job, not through church, not through humanitarian work, even not through obedience. But who I am and who am I through this Christ already, the treasure, to find that. That's why some of the monks and mystics or people, they give everything they have, not to become a better person, but to discover what's within them. That's all.